Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks who deal with more than most our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Let me start this particular radio effort with the fact that the information I'm going to attempt to pass on to you is detailed, lengthy, and very important, which is why I'll do my best to cut to the chase. Let me start with a few facts that are important that you can jot down regarding USDA resources available to farmers hurt by the 2018-19 disasters. As of right now, there's $3 billion available for producers affected by natural disasters in 18 and 19. Now, the next bit of information is pretty much what I want to sink in, so grab a pencil. If you want to get information, how to get started, what's there for my individual operation, you can do one of two things. First of all, contact your local USDA service center. Again, contact your local folks at the USDA. Secondly, visit this site, farmers.gov/recover. Farmers.gov/recover. Now, this latest program builds on the successes of its predecessor program that began in 2017, but there's a few important additions. This relief package now includes new programs to cover losses for milk dumped or removed from the commercial market and losses of eligible farm-stored commodities due to eligible disaster events in 2018 and 19. The Old Stockyards guy won't begin to delve into the payment factors involving insurance, but suffice it to say that those payment factors range from 75% to 95% depending on the level of crop insurance coverage or NAP coverage that a producer obtained for the crop. Finally, there's also a prevented planting supplemental disaster payment for the year 2019, which warrants your attention. Like I said at the start, for me to dig deeply into the USDA resources available conversation is above my pay grade. That having been said, with $3 billion available, it's certainly worth your time to either stop by your local USDA service center or visit farmers.gov/recover. Like my old dad used to say, every little bit helps. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hang in as best you can and thanks a million for everything that you do.